Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Marketing Ingredients Podcast. My name is Chef Katrina, and I'm super excited to have you on today. So one of the big questions that keeps coming up over and over again is this concern about plugins for a blog, but that's what we're going to talk about. I want to take a step back a little bit. I want to kind of look at the broader picture. This is actually a blog post that I'm writing today, so if you're on my email list, you're going to get a really awesome blog today. But we're going to talk about the WordPress concept, right? How many of you have gone or heard or have said somebody tell you, hey, you need to start a blog and you need to get a WordPress blog? Because this was a conversation that happened to me. Like, I was online, it's like, oh yeah, you definitely need to get a WordPress blog. It's the most versatile and easy platform to use. You can customize it. You can do all these great things. And I thought, hey, that's awesome. That's exactly what I want to do. If I want something that I can make my own, you know, I want to create my own presence online. I want to build my credibility and my authority. And so I got online and did a little research. And, of course, you come across WordPress.com. And I think this must be what everybody's talking about. I quickly learned after a couple of months that WordPress.com really is just it's a general blogging site, right? So this is something that you don't own. It is owned by WordPress.com. You're basically signing an agreement saying, yes, I'll blog on here. I'll use your platform for social and all sorts of fun stuff. But you really don't own the site. And there are rules and stipulations on a WordPress.com site for having your blog there. And I violated that because I was in business. I was, you know, talking about making money online. I was talking about network marketing. So I'd done everything wrong. I violated everything that you could possibly violate on that site. So they asked me politely to move over to a self-hosted site because it'd probably be in my better interest, which led me, of course, over to WordPress.org and trying to find somebody that could teach me how to blog, right? So I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I've got to, like, buy a domain. I've got to get a hosting site, and I'm trying to find out what people recommend. And, you know, it got a little definitely overwhelming in the very beginning. But what I found was that once I got my site up and I got it running and I installed the WordPress plugin that allowed me to actually customize and really build out my blog, that it was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. And there were certain things I needed to have in place. And they don't tell you everything when you're looking for free training. I'll tell you that right now. When everyone gets online and they tell you, hey, this is what you need to have on your blog, they seem to neglect a couple of things. And really, that's what today's podcast is about these crucial plugins that if you're doing a self-hosted site, if you've decided that, hey, I want my own online real estate, I want to actually be in control of what is said about me online, I want to be able to control what people find about me online, then having your own self-hosted site is absolutely crucial to the success of your business. It's building an ecosystem online. And it really begins the moment that you buy your domain and you stake your claim in the ground and you say, yep, this is what I'm going to do, right? So four plugins I want to talk with you about. So the first plugin for me is really a crucial plugin. And I really wish someone had told me that I needed this type of a plugin on my site a lot earlier. And this is why it's one of the first things I talk about, is because it's protecting your site. And what a lot of people don't tell you, and I'm going to be totally bluntly honest because that's what my job is, and being a chef and being somebody that's online, is I'm going to be brutally honest with you. There are people that are constantly trying to hack into sites, especially blog sites, every single day. There's like, you are going to get bombarded. You're going to get, people are going to try to hack you. And for a lot of people out there, it's a game. Okay, it's nothing personal. It's a straight-out game for them. They're looking to hack websites. So being the fact that you are a blogger online or you have a website online, there is a really good chance someone is going to come after you. Like, it's not even like, oh, they're never going to find me. Trust me. At some point, they will find you. And especially as you grow and you get better rankings with your blog and everything else, you just become a little bit more of a target. And you're going to have to accept that if you're going online. Just be totally cool. You're like, yeah. You kind of celebrated a little bit. You're like, yeah, they're trying to hack me. That's awesome. You know, I've got all the things in place I need. So the first plugin to protect your site is something called iThemes. iThemes Security Plugin is a free plugin. You can find it on WordPress.org under plugins. This little beauty is great. It'll notify you when people are logging into your site, so like yourself. It'll also notify you if there are people trying to do a brute attack against your site. Maybe there's multiple people trying to log in, trying to, you know, break the code for your site, which is, that's another training altogether. But this little plugin is absolutely worth having. It's called iThemes Security. So absolutely go over there and grab hold of that plugin. It's going to save you a lot of heartache and headache at the end of the day. But know that there's a chance at some point that you may get hacked. Like, being totally okay with that. Don't let that frighten you. Don't let that stop you from doing what you should be doing on your site, which is blogging, helping and empowering other people, okay? So, but yeah, this plugin, absolutely one of the most important. It took me getting hacked to find out that I needed this on here. I thought, well, I'm just a newbie. Nobody knows I'm on here yet. Didn't seem to matter. Just as I was getting the presence online, I got hacked. So iThemes Security will definitely help and protect your blog. So one of the first ones I recommend, and that is going to be on WordPress.org. The second plugin that I absolutely recommend, and I went through a series of trying to find a lot of different plugins for social sharing. That's what this plugin is all about socializing your blog. And it's not about the sites that you are on. It's about the places that your audience is on, right? Where is it that people are reading your blog like to share content to? So one of the cool plugins that I found is one called Shareaholic. And that's S-H-A-R-E, A as in Apple, Holic, H-O-L-I-C. So Shareaholic. I love this plugin for a couple of different reasons. One, that's got some killer share buttons. It's got the sidebar on along the side so they can share it anytime. There's also some analytics built into this particular plugin. There's the ability to share other blog posts that's built into this one. There's just a lot of robust features that I particularly like about this one. Allows you to write comments and do a little more engagement with those that are commenting with you. And I really love this plugin. And I looked at a lot of social ones, and some are pretty basic and some are pretty like, okay, whatever. And for some reason, Shareaholic, when I started following a lot of different bloggers, this was one that was consistently on everyone's blog. So because if I was starting to see it among top bloggers, and this was the plugin they were using, then I thought, well, if they're using it, by all means, I should probably be using it too. So this is kind of how I found Shareaholic. I did a lot of research on this one. I probably tried out, I want to say probably, 10 to 15 different share plugins. So, you know, it took some research, but this is the one that I like. This is the one I talk about the most. This is the one I have my clients install in, and then just do it a little bit tweaking and training with it. It really is a powerful, powerful plugin. So the second plugin I talk about is a great way to grow your audience. You want to be able to have people be able to share your content for you. So having people share your content creates more traffic to your site, creates more awareness. This is a plugin you absolutely need, and I'm always shocked. I'll tell you this, I'm always shocked. I will go to blogs and there will be no way to share their content. And I kind of just sit there and scratch my head. And I'm like, I don't understand why. So absolutely get your hands on that particular plugin also. And again, that's found at WordPress.org. The third plugin is actually a plugin I recently discovered. So there is always new plugins. There's always things you can tweak. There's always ways to improve your blog site. So this one plugin kind of came on my radar about a year ago, and I really wasn't paying attention to it until just recently because I was like, oh, wait a minute. Let me take a better look at this plugin because I have a lot more people talking about it. I'm starting to see different things pop up on some of the top blogger sites. I'm like, okay, what are they using? So this theme is called Thrive Leads. Actually, I'll have it here on this podcast here. So if you guys want to grab it here, you can check it out there. Also, you can find it on my blog at theshefkatrina.com. It's four essential plugins that I talk about for WordPress bloggers. So the one on there is Thrive Leads. And what I love about this particular one is that if you're going to have a blog, one of the key elements you should be doing with your blog is collecting email addresses. You want a way to continuously market, engage, and build your audience. And the fastest way to do that is not just through your content, but also by collecting email addresses. So you need something that's going to capture people's email address. So Thrive Leads, what it does is allows you to create opt-in boxes. So whether it be a popover, a banner, a ribbon, a slide-in, whatever it is, it allows you to really customize and even target certain categories and even post on your blog for certain products or services you have. So really allows you to customize the plugin to the audience or to the reader that's looking at that content, what might be relevant to them to get them to opt into a list. Also, I like the fact that it does a lot of testing against each other. It's non-invasive. Like, you can set it up so it doesn't feel like it's bombarding the reader when they first step on the page, because I don't know how many of you guys have gone to a blog, and, like, as soon as you click on the blog, the first thing that comes up is, like, this pop-up, and you're like, ugh, I haven't even read anything yet. I don't even know if I need this. And so it allows you to kind of place it on your blog correctly, allows you to target the right readers, and allows you to do a lot of really cool things. I absolutely recommend that you take a look at Thrive Leads. This is a paid plugin. It's about, I want to say, about $47, $49 for the plugin, but absolutely worth the price of it for building a list, marketing to your list, and being able to stay in contact with your audience, which is really one of the key ingredients to your blog. If you want to grow your audience, if you really want to build your presence online, if you really want to get found and build that credibility, part of that credibility is building your list and being able to communicate with your list in a manner that allows them to get to know you, get to know the blog post you're putting up, kind of get involved in your brand, feel like they're partaking in it, and that's really essential for you as a blogger. So with that, I hope you guys got some great value from this one. We talked a little bit about what WordPress.org is versus WordPress.com. Really, if you're building a business online, you want your own self-hosted site, you want your own blog, it's going to be a great place for you to start. So start there. And these three plugins are absolutely one of my favorites. There's a fourth one in there that I'll quickly throw away and give to you guys, which is called Akidmet. It's a spam blocker. So another thing you're going to have to remember is that people will comment on your blog and there will be spam. There'll be little robots and little guys that are trying to hack the system, and they're going to try to drop a lot of spam in your comment box. And what Akidmet does is that it saves you from all that spam. It actually checks it against everything that it's looking at and then removes it, doesn't even allow it to be posted to your site. It's held and waiting, and then you can go through and just clear it all out. And this little plugin for me on my site, I think, has saved me from like over 100,000 spam comments on my site, which is huge, because if I had to manually go through and erase all that, I don't know if I'd really be blogging. So I love the fact that this is here, because it saves me that extra step, it saves me that hassle, and it does a lot of that for me. So anything I can automate or give to somebody else to take care of for me is absolutely where I want to look. So, guys, these are my top three plugins to have on your blog, actually four that I gave you today. This is some blog help from you coming from Marketing Ingredients. My name is Chef Katrina. I'm always excited to be on here with you guys, sharing what is working in the world of online marketing and helping you really grow your brand and your presence online. See you guys next week on our next episode of Marketing Ingredients Podcast. And if you guys have any questions, by all means, please ask them. Engage with me on here, like the blog or the blog post, the podcast. Engage with me here. I would love to answer more of your questions. So hit me up on my blog or follow me over on my Facebook at the Chef Katrina. TheChefKatrina.com is my website. And on Facebook, if you find me, look up Chef Katrina on Facebook. You'll see me there. Also, ask questions, and I'd be more than happy to answer those questions live here on Marketing Ingredients. You guys have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week on the next episode.